To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last half hour, we were talking about maybe a new voting system in Luzerne County. And it's a pretty complicated, long story. But today the vote will happen. Look at the Times Leader. That's where you'll find this story and this information. But they're talking about doing something, it looks like, similar to what's done in Lackawanna County, where you, as the voter, would make your own choices on a piece of paper, you know, fill in the circle, so to speak, and then you take it over to an optical scanner. And they're looking at leasing it. There's no help from the state or federal funding for this. The cost would be leasing it $500,000 a year. To purchase the system, you're looking at a couple million dollars. Now, they could also just continue and renegotiate a new maintenance and support contract for the system that they have now, that they paid for but had help with funding as well back in 2019. So I asked, and I said, to me, it sounds like this would be easier, filling in the oval and then taking it over. Now, someone else had texted us and said, well, even with the machines they have now, you get the vote printed out and you take it over to a tabulator so you can check and see what you voted.
Yeah.
So why are we thinking about making an additional cost? The question is, how much is it to continue what you have, or does it cost the same to have what you have? I mean, have something new, but be leasing it as opposed to buying it? And those are all questions that we would need more information on to know if is it worth it. If it's a wash, if your contract with the old system is the same price as a lease with a new system, would that change your thinking as opposed to an additional cost? We'd love to hear from you. 570-883-0098. Ben in Dallas. Ben is on the line and wanted to talk about this. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Nancy. I heard you make the comment about filling in the oval. I'm a poll worker out in Dallas, and a lot of folks that come in to vote are elderly people who, and I'm getting the same way because I'm an elderly person. Your hands are shaky. And I remember when I went to school, if we didn't fill in them ovals perfectly, you know, we were taking a test and we didn't fill in those ovals perfectly, it didn't count. It wasn't recognized, you know, when they checked it and you got the answer wrong.
Yeah, you don't want it thrown out. You make a very good point.
You know, and the other thing is that with a piece of paper, people that are a little bit visually impaired, they're going to have a hard time, you know, as opposed to the computer, because the computer, the printing is a lot bigger.
Okay.
It's a lot easier for them to read and understand.
Good point.
That's just my opinion.
No, like you have a good insight because you're someone who's actually there and you see the issues people may have.
Yes.
I'd say, Ben, I think one thing you make a really good case for that I don't know if anyone else picked up on this, but I think it's this idea that it's hard sometimes for some people to fill that in. And yes, when we have voting on one day and one day only, it's either you get it right or you don't. And if there's no way to verify that, it could be too late. So you make a really good case for, like, if that's the way it's going to be, open it up. So if someone has a problem with it, they can come back and get the assistance they need. I think there's a couple different things we could do here.
Good points, though. I mean, we do have a very large elderly population also in this area. So that would be something that would affect more people than you might see in some other areas as well. So you'd be okay with sticking with the system we have.
Absolutely. Because again, like I said, if somebody needs assistance, if somebody misses a vote, it'll tell you, you know, hey, you can't print this out because you're missing something.
That's right. Because you also have, if you have to vote for three in one thing in the past, if you just fill in a bunch of ovals, you're just going to toss them out if you didn't follow the rules. But the computer will tell you you can only choose X amount, won't allow more than that, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
These are all good points. I think I'm changing my mind.
One thing I am thinking about, too, is when I was in school, were you both number two pencils? As you need?
Sure.
Now, I seem to remember it just has to be blue or black ink. And I think you can use a Sharpie marker, which is a lot easier to fill it in because you can kind of just press it down. I almost feel like I had this conversation where they allow that. It's easier for people who don't have great grip strength for a pen. They don't have to like circle, make it really dark. So I think there's ways around all this. But it seems like I said earlier, I said it kind of joking, but, you know, at least everyone will finally agree. What we settle on now is the right choice and it's the best system. Right, Ben?
not everybody does.
Right?
Yeah,
we
all agree.
Ben,
all agree.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. So good points as well, because that is another thing. So there are many times you may have vote for not more than two, vote for not more than three. And the reason you have those computerized systems is it will not allow you to vote more than your maximum amount. And if you're getting the sheet in front of you, you may vote for three instead of two. And when you put that in, it's going to throw the whole thing out. It's not going to just pick two randomly. It's going to say you exceeded the number. If you're in Lackawanna County, is that a big issue for elderly people in Lackawanna County? Filling in, do you have an issue filling in the ovals? And would you prefer to have a touch screen? Because right now there's a touch screen in Luzerne County and they're looking at possibly going to a new route, going to the fill in the ovals, take it over to the scanner type of system.
Just an observation. Boy, it feels like we spent a lot of time now over the past few years worrying about how we cast a vote and how votes are counted. And I seem to think back, I'm like, let's worry about the candidates we're voting for.
I think counting is important, obviously,
is.
And I want a paper trail.
I understand
but
that.
For years, it was fill in the circle. So, you know, did old people have a hard time with that in the past?
It's a very valid point. I'm glad he called because I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not discrediting the counting. I'm just saying, like, I just feel like all our focus seems to be on, oh, we got to make sure it's scandal free. It's like, stop. Let's just. Whatever happened to the phrase, trust the system, Nancy?
Well,
remember that thing?
Look, there were people who didn't like it when we went to touch screens because we'd heard from people who said where you touch on the screen can be real, you know, tricky. The good thing is with a touch screen, you do get a printout and it shows you everything you chose. So if there is an issue, you can go back and rectify it. So no matter what, it's not like the touch screen is it. And at the end, it's done and that's it. You get a printout, then you take it over for tabulation. So is this an additional cost? Unfortunately, if they're voting on this tonight, they need to have some idea. And maybe they won't make the vote tonight. Maybe they say, we're still getting the numbers because they said it'll be $500,000 to lease it per year.
God.
But then how much is offset by not needing other things, which is what they were talking about. So they really need to get a handle as to the cost. If this is an additional cost for people, that makes a difference. So we will see. But tonight there is an election board meeting, and this is probably going to be brought up and people will talk about it. All right. Donald Trump says the Smithsonian focuses too much on how bad slavery was. Now, he's talked more than that, but that was the most ridiculous, outrageous thing that he had stated. I mean, to in any way think that slavery can be described as anything other than bad, horrible, terrible, a stain on our history. Just absolutely deplorable. It's just awful. And now he wants to review museums. Mm-hmm. President Donald Trump said he has ordered his attorneys to conduct a review of Smithsonian museums. Folks, we have vegetable prices, produce prices that are going up. We have inflation that is going up. We have people that can't afford homes or a lack of housing. We have college, which is expensive or unattainable for people, and debt that is strapping down our young adults, that is hampering their ability to live any life close to what we lived when we were younger, for those of us who are middle to older age. And the fact that he's focusing on this ridiculous stuff over and over and over again leads me to believe, one, obviously he wants to distract you from the things that you're dealing with and the real troubles and the reason why you voted for him to be there in the first place. He's not trying to make things better by bringing the costs down. And he knows the Epstein files and the demand for transparency there is really, really hurting him with some of the people that most support him. I think he just wants to distract. He just wants to distract. So I'm going to remind everybody that slavery is indeed bad. It was bad. And him trying to erase our history is just another example of someone who we are doomed to repeat history because we don't want to face history. And we're doomed to repeat it even when you try to face it. Unfortunately, this stuff happens again and again. You're never going to cover it up. And if you think slavery wasn't bad, there's something wrong with you. Something's truly, terribly wrong with you. And this is just another example of the craziness he will go just to distract you. But I think there are people around him who truly believe that the white race is superior and that anything that makes white people look bad is going to have to be hidden or covered up. And unfortunately, we've already seen where there have been artifacts once on display at Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture on the National Mall removed. One of them, a book belonging to Harriet Tubman, filled with hymns she was believed to have sung when she was leading enslaved people to freedom. Yeah, can't have that there. Why? Because it makes us look bad. I don't know. So the Smithsonian comprises 21 museums, 14 education and research centers, and a zoo. The world's largest complex of its kind. But he wants his administration to do the same things that they did at universities. And he wants the Smithsonian less woke because I guess it's woke to say slavery was bad.
That's the weirdest part of this whole message. It really is. I'm sorry.
Can certainly comment if you'd like. But how many of you are woke now? Because I know there's some of you. I know that there's a good many of you who may support him in other endeavors, who would say slavery's bad, which makes you woke. That's nuts.
Yeah, and it's very similar to your thoughts on this. The whole, the country can't be woke takes away from this. But I didn't necessarily take away from his statement is, come on, guys, slavery was great. What I took away was, yeah, we all know it's bad. Let's just put that in the past and pretend it didn't happen, like an ostrich with their head in their sand.
He didn't say that.
But what he says, he's like, is out of control. Everything is about how horrible our country
is. Here's the exact quote, because I want to make sure we're exact.
Okay.
The Smithsonian is out of control, where everything discussed is how horrible our country is, how bad slavery was, and how unaccomplished the downtrodden have been. Nothing about success, nothing about brightness, nothing about the future. That's what he says.
In the history museum, I expect future. That's something
we are not going to allow this to happen. I have instructed my attorneys to go through the museums and start the exact same process that has been done with colleges and universities where tremendous progress has been made. The Smithsonian did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Look, slavery is horrible. And he thinks it's woke for you to feel otherwise. He's made a statement in the past, has he not, about, well, there were some good parts to slavery. What? Yeah. For the people that got labor on the backs of other people's lives and in captivity. What the hell? Oh, boy.
Oh, I've been,
but again, that gets people to talk about anything other than the prices, the unaffordability, the inability for some to get housing, for the lack of well-paying jobs, just on and on. Real struggles, healthcare costs, healthcare options for people. Those are the things people want. And instead, this is the nonsense you get. This is what you're getting. Slavery is not bad, according to him, I guess. Or you shouldn't talk about it.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here we go.
Now, we were talking about his Donald Trump's recent claims. So, you know, he's calling the Smithsonian out of control, says they focus too much on how bad slavery was. I just want to make mention, because I did mention it, I want to give context, because I like to do this when I say. There was a book called A Sacred Oath, written by former Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Worked in the Trump administration, round one, okay. Esper claimed while he was serving in the Trump administration, Trump once asked if there are any good things about slavery. Here's the quote. At one point during a discussion on race, the president asked, well, what about the good things slavery did? Esper said he was stunned and told the president, none. There are no good things about slavery. So that was what the reference was that I made. That's what Mark Esper says happened there. People sell books. You know, people can say what they want. I'll take his word for it as someone who was there, but it just is more of what we've seen from Donald Trump when he talks about how he's gone through universities and he now wants to go through the Smithsonian. And we don't want to focus on the negative aspects of these things. Let's talk about success and brightness and blah, blah, blah. It's really important, I believe, for us to talk about our greatness and our real weaknesses and the things that have happened. I think it's really 100%. Important to be really, really honest. And it seems like there's a whitewashing that wants to be done by some people. There's also this 1776 commission that he pushes through, where he wants patriotic education over any discussion of any kind of systemic racism. You know, there are some people who want to pretend that things don't exist. But again, we have real problems that everyday people are struggling with, you know, putting food on the table, getting health care, getting good quality health care, being able to afford you know, living what was, you know, the American dream, which used to be buying a house. Many young people straddled so much with debt and the unavailability of enough housing and affordable housing. And yet this is the nonsense he's focused on. This constant war on these, you know, it's like amping up between people over race. And it's so just ugly and awful.
Hear this full statement. If that's the conversation and debate you want to try to have at it. That's what makes America great. We can have conversations about these things. Again, I think he just wants to push it to the side like it didn't happen. There was a story a couple weeks ago about removing his name from the Smithsonian's Limits of Presidential Power exhibit, removing the impeachment that happened with his name. Like, it didn't exist. Why? Doesn't like it. I get that. But in a perfect world for me, A, no one forces any American to go to museums. But B, I would love to be in a museum and watch two people have a conversation about what they thought happened and have this dialogue. Someone texted in similarly. Oh, but you're fine removing all these Civil War statues. No, I wasn't. I said they should turn them into like little educational things to say when the statue was erected, it was seen as a great tribute. But looking back through history's lens, we have
for
questions.
Education purposes.
Correct.
Yes.
Ignoring
but
these
that would
things,
be very woke if you dared to talk about the negative aspect.
OK, correct. But if you are for statues staying up, but and you want to remove slavery from the museum because you think you're going to put a positive spin on it, you're doing the same thing. What are you afraid of? Mm-hmm. Conversation or someone who might challenge your opinion? Seriously, be stronger minded than that. Mm-hmm. Like it's sad that it's come to that because, again, no one. I just can't believe that we're basically saying, oh, these things, we don't like the way they make certain people feel. Forget about them. Let's put positive things in there.
Well, that's where we're at. But again, I think it's a distraction because the more they can get people amped up over this stuff, it's amazing to me because people who are struggling when they say when they went to the polls, I voted because things are out of control cost wise. You know, I want someone to help me get a good job. I feel like they will stop a war, you know, like these things that are like big things. Right. We want peace or prosperity or, you know, whatever it may be. I don't think people went there and said, I want to feel less guilty about blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you that these hot button issues, these are the things that when you turn on Fox News, they go, they want you to feel ashamed because you're white and this happened and you're and that's not as a white person. I feel shame that it happened. Right. But it doesn't mean you have to walk around going every day. I want to beat myself over the head. No, it's a different time period, but we have to be honest about what happened. And if you think that 200 and some years of it is something to go, yeah, we're just going to have this little paragraph here instead of an entire exhibit
or let a paragraph
something
stay.
That okay. was in something that was that large in our history is just ridiculous. It truly is.
I mean, if we do that, we literally if you take out any bad stuff, everything becomes a wonderful tale of greatness. Like COVID could be retaught as a bad disease came and many people got sick, but the population thrived. Wait, did people die? That's irrelevant. We're not going to talk about people dying. Let's only talk about the fact that many of we all survived.
Right.
What?
Right.
Like it's absurd to take away the negative to make people feel better about a situation. If we're allowed to do that, then my Cleveland Browns, they only played two games last year and they won them both.
Well, you know,
I'm not going to look at the losses.
Enough, someone will believe it.
I'm not dealing with the losses anymore because they bring me down. I'm just going to be a 2-game season and we're undefeated again. Go team.
We're going to do the forecast.
Yeah, let's do that. All right.
Do the forecast for you first, because normally we have Snedeker, you know, give us an updated forecast into the weekend. So we're going to do that. He's on vacation, but I'm at Storm Tracker 16 looking at their forecast. And it looks like we'll have low humidity and cooler temperatures, folks. They said that partly cloudy, cooler today. With a high of 72 degrees, we could see some scattered showers coming in. Clouds tonight, a low of 56. On Thursday, we'll start off with some morning clouds, but it will clear in the afternoon tomorrow to sunshine and a high of 70. The outlook for Friday, mostly sunny and warmer. Friday's high, 80 degrees. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Looks like the best day of the two for the weekend. Isolated shower or storm. Saturday's high, 80. And the outlook for Sunday, partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Sunday's high, 78. And a reminder again, if you're going to the Eastern Shore, especially the Carolinas, you might want to think again. But there have been warnings out about really rough surf conditions. There are already evacuations in the Outer Banks of North Carolina because they are expecting quite the surge. It's going to cause a lot of problems. Most places probably won't even let you in the water because this thing is going to stretch with Aaron coming from Florida all the way up to the Canadian. Like you're talking Eastern Coast. It's not going to hit land, but it's going to be enough off of there to create a storm surge in spots and also really strong surf conditions and rip currents. Dangerous. They've already had many water rescues. So we'll see what happens there. But that's just a bad week. This is a bad week weather-wise for that. If you don't mind, just it could be sunny on the coast and you'll just be sitting out there, but you're not going to be probably jumping into the ocean at any time, you know, the next few days. Big recall. Walmart recalling frozen raw shrimp.
If you haven't heard this, this is the craziest best part. Go. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? It's the craziest best part.
This is like the backstory for a Marvel movie.
I know. Well, it's first of all, there's a number of states, and it includes Pennsylvania. All right. So it's been sold in 13 states. Federal health officials say it could have potential radioactive contamination. The FDA asked Walmart to pull three lots of Great Value brand frozen shrimp from stores after federal officials detected cesium-137. This is a radioactive isotope in shipping containers. They also found it in a sample of breaded shrimp imported from Indonesia. These products could pose a potential health concern for those who are exposed to low levels of cesium-137 over time. So if you recently purchased raw frozen shrimp from Walmart, again, the brand is their store brand, Great Value. And if it matches that description, throw it away. Now, they do say the risk is quite low, according to a food safety expert at Rutgers. Cesium-137, a byproduct of nuclear reactions, including nuclear bombs, testing, reactor operations, and accidents. It is widespread around the world with trace amounts found in the environment like the soil, the food, the air. The level detected in the frozen breaded shrimp, far lower than FDA intervention levels, but they say avoiding potentially contaminated products could reduce exposure to low-level radiation that could lead to health problems, over time. So look it up. Walmart immediately recalled the products, and there are lot codes and Best Buy dates. I saw a Best Buy date of March 15th, 2027. Discard the product or return to any Walmart for a refund.
Yeah, I don't fully understand the science of it, but when you and I don't like shrimps, but I think
shrimps.
I don't like shrimps.
or the
English language properly used. But I don't think shrimp are supposed to have a half-life. And by the way, I don't want anyone to eat something like this. And when I was joking about that, the Hulk, Nancy.
Yes.
Created by gamma radiation. Spider-Man was bit by a radioactive spider. If Stan Lee was alive, I bet he'd be suing, going, but that was my next character, Shrimp Man or whoever it would be.
Right.
Where it's just like, how it's insane that this is a real story.
Well, it's good that they check for this stuff, though. So it's alarming that it's found. But
I'd like to know who was like, you know, we should do. I think we might want to check for radiation.
I think they constantly do. They check these things.
Okay.
That's what they're supposed to do. You know, you get rid of all of these government agencies or you make cuts to them and, you know, more things might be able to go through. Meanwhile, the American Academy of Pediatrics, did you see where it released its updated recommendations for vaccines? And it includes COVID-19 shots for infants and young children. That is a break from the CDC recommendations that recently came out. It differs from that Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the CDC, which was overhauled this year. The AAP said it was overhauled this year with individuals who have a history of spreading vaccine misinformation. The American Academy of Pediatrics has literally just come out to say, yeah, it differs with it because they are spreading vaccine misinformation. That is shocking. You know, pediatricians and a pediatrician group going, we can't trust this agency. We're telling you that we recommend it. So the current CDC recommendation for COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 6 months to 17 years is based on, they say, shared clinical decision making, which is that they don't recommend it, right? The AAP recommendations are more explicit. It says all children ages 6 through 23 months should receive a COVID-19 vaccine unless they have known allergies to the vaccine or its ingredients. It also recommends a single dose of the vaccine for kids aged 2 through 18 if they are at high risk of COVID-19 or residents of long-term care facilities, have never been vaccinated, or live in a household with people who are high risk. It says it should also be available for this age group, even if they are not in the high risk group. So they are different. They are coming out with a different recommendation than the CDC.
I would think this is like quite a conundrum for some people who spent 4 or 5 years saying, I'm not going to listen to the government telling me what I need to put in my body. I have my own list to my doctor, because now the doctors are saying different things.
Right.
Do you still stand by that? Or are you now in team government going, no, they're the ones I listen to.
Right.
I don't know what you do in that situation, but this is what happens. We're making these sweeping changes. We don't have consistency.
Yeah. Their release, also, the American Academy of Pediatricians is urging insurance providers to cover the vaccines that are included in their schedule. So they are hoping that they will do that because, you know, the concern would be if the CDC isn't saying what the doctors are saying, might they go, well, we won't cover it. They'll have to pay for that. So anyway, you make the decision in the best interest of your child, I would say. For me, I go with, especially when my kids were young, my pediatrician, I had a tremendous amount of faith in, and I would go with what he or she would tell me.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is National Radio Day today.
Is it?
Woo! Everybody, National Radio Day. We're celebrating. We want a luncheon. It's too late. Nobody planned anything.
I can't even play sound effects, like wacky stuff.
Oh, gosh.
It's a shame.
When I think of National Radio Day, I think back. First job. You know, WICK, WWDL. I was so happy to be able to run the, we were the flagship station for what was the Red Barons. Kent Wessling doing the games. I was there when they first started running the broadcast. That was a long time ago. But anyway, happy National Radio Day. When you think back to radio, your first gig, what was it?
I worked for free for a while, an internship, they called it, but it was just for free. But I got to run the religious programming on Sunday mornings, religious programming, and then the top 40 countdown.
What did you do, Johnny L., first radio job?
I worked up in Carbondale playing...
music?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of music? Wait, are you talking WCDL?
Yes, yes.
And what kind of music did it? Was it called Music of Your Life, or was it?
It was that type of music.
Format?
Yeah, yes.
So you a lot know, of like Frank Sinatra, standards and stuff.
Did you ever sneak in like Metallica? Could be crazy?
No.
Okay. I worked with a guy like that. His first radio job at a top 40 station. Every once in a while, they'd be like, why did you play Bob Marley? Because I wanted to hear it. It's like, that's not how this works, man.
Have you ever done that? Because when I worked at WWDL, it was like a state-of-the-art automation. All our music was on these huge reels, and it had cart machines that would literally pull, like these arms would come out, and everything was automated. And I was daring, and a friend of mine is like, I want to hear Dreamweaver. And I'm like, all right. I stopped down the whole system. I got the Dreamweaver album out. I potted it up. I put it on, and they never knew.
It's funny.
Never knew.
I worked with a guy years ago, and he was one of these like, you know, he's young and talented, and I'm talking to him on his request line, and he goes, he starts a break, and he goes, yeah, so last week I got yelled at because I dropped a song by the band The Cure. He's like, my boss said, if you do that again, you're done. He's like, so I promised him I'd play it, so here goes. It's the new song from The Cure, and he just basically hit fast forward on the CD and went, and then he goes, there you go. Hope you like it. And I remember telling people that, and they're like, he's never going to last. Anyway, his show's called The Woody Show, and he's nationally syndicated now.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, bud.
Let's play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
A few birthdays to talk about on this August 20th. Jason guesses the age within 2 years. It's considered a win. Newscaster, journalist Connie Chung. Married to talk show host Maury Povich. How old is she?
She is 80.
She's 79, so very good. Very close. Robert Plant. Former lead singer, Led Zeppelin.
Who's been resistant to being Led Zeppelin again, and he never will. He's got to be 85.
He's 77.
Whoa.
He's younger than Connie Chung. What the heck?
Huh.
Al Roker, TV weatherman.
Al Roker's got to be, I'm going to say 65.
71.
Oh, how about that?
Andrew Garfield, actor.
Was Spider-Man. Not anymore. He's definitely younger than I am. I'm going to say he's 41.
He is 42. And a favorite of Brian Hughes and Johnny Lucas, Demi Lovato. No. Do you like Demi? No, you like Dua Lipa. Another DL. Sorry. Do you like Nancy Demi Lovato, though? No? He doesn't care.
No.
Care about Demi Lovato.
Nancy just sees a woman and thinks they're all women.
No, I saw DL. I get Dua Lipa and Demi Lovato. All right. A lot of other people, other than John and Brian, love Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. She's 38.
She's 33.
Oh.
She was older also.
She's lived a lot of life, though, from like, you know, near-death experience, drugs, eating disorders. She's done a lot. So,
if it's your birthday, happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, happy anniversary. Someone says, I love these radio stories. I started in 1999, haven't been working in radio since 2011. Once you're out, it's very hard to get back in, and I miss it so much.
So is that the trick? You just have to get out to never get back in?
Mm. Did you do talk radio? Send me your demo.
We may want it. Tomorrow, you want to work? No, it's all good.
There's so many stories you can tell about radio. Maybe we'll do that on Friday. I'm off tomorrow, folks. I got to move my daughter into her new apartment down at State College for Penn State.
I'm laughing because I'm like, I could do that tomorrow when you're off. But we can do it Friday if you want. It's kind of fun.
Well, how exciting would the stories be if you don't have a second person to add another one?
I would say this. I've lived a lot of radio, as we all have. I've seen some things I probably shouldn't share, but I can wait. I can definitely
wait. Like you've been to paradise, but you've never been to me. Remember that song? Johnny L's like, yeah.
I think I dropped
Bob's
that song.
Not waiting in the wings right now, so we can just go on and on and on.
He's been quiet this week. Is he here?
Pretty quiet. Hey, Bulldog, you miss being called Bulldog? He does walk in here, Johnny L, every morning after we get done with the show. And he makes a ruckus, because that's usually what Bob does.
Here's Bob coming in. Wait, I can't do it. I'll forget.
No, you got to roll things. You got to knock things. Yeah, you got to like.
Hey, guys, I'm here quietly.
Anyway, I say Friday we do radio stories and we'll also chat with Brian Hughes. He's got some, I'm sure, as well.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.